Well, lockdowns are being lifted in parts of the country, but summer camps and vacations are being canceled in others. So how to transport kids when they can't go anywhere? Well, books. Books can take you away from your everyday life or validate it, although not for everyone. And that lack of diversity has inspired Scholastic to create a new collection of books for Black and Latino boys in K-5 classrooms. By the way, they hope to include Native American-centered books in the next collection. Parents will post a link at herenow.org where you can see some of the titles, or educators can order the whole collection before the school year starts. It's called The Rising Voices Library. It was curated by David C. Banks, principal of the Eagle Academy Foundation and the founding principal of the Eagle Academy for Young Men, the first all-boys public high school in New York City. David, welcome.
Thank you so much, Robin. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we have Andrea Davis Pinckney, Vice President and Executive Editor at Scholastic, also the author of numerous books for children. Andrea, welcome to you as well.
Thank you, Robin. Nice to be here. And hello, David.
Hello, Andrea.
We're all hooked up with technology here. But Andrea, you start. When I say there wasn't enough diversity, that young boys of color in particular don't have books that reflect their image, how bad is it?
Well, Robin, it's absolutely true that there's the dearth of diversity. You know, I look at the library from the standpoint of a mom. I'm African-American. I have an African-American son. What's particularly relevant to me about the library are some of the themes of the books: family, culture, heroes, role models. And those are things that are just ongoing and relevant.
Yeah. And is it also that he might see someone who looks like him?
Exactly. You know, I always say kids see what they see and they don't see what they don't see. So when I see a face on the cover of a book that looks like my face, I feel good about myself. I have agency and I want to read more books.
And David Banks, I should say Principal Banks, you curated this. Give us some of the titles, 300 of them. What are some of the titles? And tell us more about why, what they were reflecting for you.
Well, you know, Robin, as an African-American, when I was a little boy growing up, it was extremely rare to find books that had young men that looked like me as the protagonist in the books. And so when you look at a collection like Rising Voices, and it really isn't another one like it really anywhere in the country, there are titles like A Journey to the Ballot Box. It's a story about a little boy as he growing up in the rural South as he watched his grandfather try to vote for the first time and was turned away because of barriers that were put in place, like literacy tests. And Bibbidi Bop Barbershop, one of my favorite stories about a little boy going to get a haircut at the local barbershop with his dad. And it's his real fear getting his first haircut. And it's kind of a rite of passage story. And I think really one of my favorite books in the collection is called La Frontera. And it's the story of a young man who migrates with his father from Mexico to Texas. And very, very powerful. And those are just a handful of the titles that are in the collection.
Yeah. And Andrea, you're an author as well, as we mentioned, in one of your books, Sit In, How Four Friends Stood Up by Sitting Down. It's part of this collection. It celebrates the 50th anniversary of the stage sit-in at a segregated Woolworth lunch counter in Greensboro, North Carolina. Some of us might have grown up with that, but you know, some kids may never have heard of it. I'm just going to read a little bit from it. This is page 5. David, Joseph, Franklin, and Izel sat while everyone else got served. At first, they were treated like the hole in a donut, invisible. Others tried to ignore them. The waitress watched and refused them. This was a sign of the times, whites only. So this is clear-eyed.
Yes, yes. You know, it's so interesting with sit-in. The themes of the book are core to the themes of the Rising Voices Library, which I'm so thrilled sit-in is part of that collection. And when I present it in schools, the students love the themes. And I think whether it's 2020 or 1960, the bottom line is feeling good about your actions and doing the right thing.
Well, you know, it strikes me too, David, maybe you want to pick this up, that it could be, you know, 1960, it could be today. It could be a Black child or a white child that would benefit from looking through this prism. I mean, when I think that we had Dick and Jane and Spot, you know, white kids, and, you know, when I think that young white children growing up in America didn't have these stories either. That also seems unfair.
It is unfair because the whole purpose of education is to really help us to have a better understanding of all of those who are around us. And so the literature ought to reflect that. A collection like Rising Voices really does help all children have a deeper respect and a deeper understanding. That's what helps us to be better Americans because we know each other just that much better.
Well, plus it's a good story. These are good stories, you know. Why deprive any?
That's right.
Yeah, deprive any kid of a good story.
The other thing I think is very important is that in the Rising Voices Library, 85% of the books, they are written by authors. They are illustrated by artists who are of the same ethnic origin as the characters in the books.
Yeah. As we said, 300 titles. There's also storage bins and book stickers and teacher's guides and teaching cards. It's a whole package, and we'll link people to where they can learn more about it for their schools. But David, as a principal, just what would you want to tell teachers about how they might integrate this into their curriculum?
You know, teachers, I think, are just critically, you know, we talk about essential workers. They are essential. They are essential to the success and the future of our nation. And so we have found as we have traveled around the country that the teachers have been so excited. They've been looking for resources with these very powerful stories that help them to figure out how to better engage all of their students. We're bringing a very unique collection to school systems all across the nation, and people are ready for it and looking for it.
And this is something you've put together for schools, but you know, parents are home with their kids right now, so we want to let them know. We'll link them up to a website where they can go see at least the titles and get some of them for their kids, and then push their schools to get these special collections when schools start back up again.
This is a great opportunity to prevent something that is known as the summer slide, which is the slide off that kids experience from not reading during the school year. Now that we're home, we can read together and keep those skills strong.
And there's plenty of books for everybody.
Right.
Andrea Davis Pinkney, Vice President and Executive Editor at Scholastic, and David C. Banks, Principal of the Eagle Academy Foundation and the founding principal of the Eagle Academy for Young Men, curator of this collection we've been talking about. I want to thank you both so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.